another organ entirely. One with a pulse. I'd fallen asleep still smelling him on my skin, in my hair, everywhere, and contentment had filled my chest, though there was a prickling sense of unease as well, at the crash that had come from his room shortly after I left, and the animosity seeping under the door. The violence was a normal staple in my life, but it was the cause of it that worried me. Maybe Nico was finally realizing I came with baggage I wasn't ready to give up. And I could only imagine he was regretting not getting a virgin wife. He didn't like to share, that much was obvious. Maybe I wasn't what he thought he wanted. Maybe he would return me now that he'd gotten me in his bed. My papa would surely kill him if he tried that. But Nico never did seem afraid of breaking the rules. However, if my father wasn't happy with the match, as I'd heard, maybe he would be glad if Nico changed his mind? My throat tightened. I'd believed that's what I wanted, not to marry Nico. But now that I thought about it, something wrapped around my lungs and squeezed. And it wasn't because it would obliterate my already marred reputation. With a little pang in my chest, I pulled myself out of bed and padded down the hall. I took a long, hot shower. My arms and legs were sore, and I hadn't even done any of the work last night. I wondered if he still felt me somewhere. I wondered if he thought about me as much as I thought about him. I hadn't seen him after he left late the night before, and I wasn't sure he'd even come home. If he had, he'd already gone to work. I didn't believe he was here. It was too quiet, and it didn't smell like bacon. I slipped out of the shower, dried off, and wrapped a towel around myself. As I reached for the door handle, it opened, and a body that reeked of cherry blossom bumped into me. It was a collision, my skull hitting hers before I fell back a few steps. "Ow! What the hell?" a feminine voice muttered. A woman's narrowed gaze centered on me. I rubbed my forehead with a grimace, but then that flowery scent hit my nose again. Cherry blossom. My throat closed up. The shampoo. I'd known there would be another woman in the picture, but I hadn't thought I'd have to stand face to face with her while she only wore a towel. "Who the hell are you?" she snapped, rubbing her forehead as well. My gaze swept downward, and so did hers. Our eyes took in the other like we were at a public function and realized we wore the same dress. In this case, we happened to be screwing the same man. She kind of looked like me. Her hair was medium length and dark brown, but her features were soft and her body shape similar. Lovely. Nico had a type, and I'd been added to his group of hookups. "Do you talk?" she bit out. "Or are you mute?" She put her hands on her hips and ran a condescending gaze down my body. "Would make the most sense for why Ace brought you home." I blinked. I'd never had to respond to such a catty statement before, had never even heard one come out of a woman's mouth that wasn't on TV. If any of my male relatives had heard, they would have lost it. Evil eyes and narrowed gazes? Of course, but only because men were oblivious to that sort of thing. It was clear to me that Nico didn't share the same values in regard to respecting the women in his life. If he had, he wouldn't have even allowed her to be here. My chest tightened. And it began. He was going to parade girls in front of me like I was nothing. Maybe he thought that because I wasn't a virgin, I didn't deserve his respect. My palms grew clammy, my heartbeats icing over. However, something hot and bitter crept through me. Anger. He was upset enough about a 50-cent ring that he threw something at the wall, and I had to share a bathroom with his whore? My gaze found the other woman's with indifference, and then I responded to the question regarding whether I spoke. "Sometimes," lifting a shoulder, I said, "though I choose not to converse with spiteful shrews until after 9 a.m. I glanced at the clock on the wall that showed it was 5 minutes till. Her mouth dropped open. "Well, you're a real bitch, aren't you? And you're in my way." Her eyes narrowed, but she stepped to the side so I could get through. "You know," she said, a little too saccharine. I was curious why Luca is downstairs. Must be here to help you with your walk of shame. I think I'll stay for a while, I responded as I passed her. You'll stay? She repeated, like I was a bit crazy. That's what I said. Frustration had infiltrated my heart, burning a hole in my chest as I walked down the hall. Before I knew what I was doing, I stopped in front of Nico's room. And by the way, I turned to look at her before opening my fiancé's door. You're almost out of shampoo. Do you think you can get some more? Red crept into her cheeks just before I shut the door behind me. I stood in Nico's room for a moment, leaning against the door and staring at the wall, my chest constricted. I didn't think I'd ever felt this frustrated, maybe resentful, regarding how my papa chose to handle my past transgressions, but not pure anger. This feeling that seared with a bitter, cutting flame. My eyes burned, and I blinked to keep the tears at bay. Nicolas Russo was not going to make me cry. I'd prepared for this my entire life, had told myself lies, and prayed that when the time came, I would believe them, that I didn't need love or fidelity. I put up walls, and he'd somehow knocked them down in a laughable amount of time. I wanted to turn back the clock and never step into Nico's room last night. A few moments ago, the memory of his hands had been warm, pleasurable impressions. Now they were stains I couldn't wash away. From the exaggerated banging and clatter of pans downstairs, it was safe to say Isabel and I hadn't hit it off. I'd realized shortly after shutting the door that it was Monday, and the cook was supposed to be here. Isabel comes Mondays and Thursdays, Nico had said. And then something about her cleaning, too. Though that was either code for, she fucks me too, or she was the worst maid I'd ever seen. My gaze coasted Nico's messy bedroom, taking in the shattered lamp with detachment. Ever since I'd met him, I'd resorted to immature games that put me in awkward situations, like now, as I stood in a towel in his room to spite his mistress. I banged my head on the door. He made me do stupid things, and I hated it. I crossed the hall and put on my nicest maxi dress. A pretty outfit always made me feel better, though it didn't seem to help today. I did my makeup, all the while hearing Isabel clanging around until a Jesus Christ woman, shut up, came from a disgruntled Luca. I made my way down the stairs, and relief hit me when I found the kitchen and living room to be empty. I didn't want to be unkind anymore. It was exhausting. The office door was cracked, and Luca and Isabel's hushed voices came from within as I got the coffee started. I checked my phone that had been charging on the counter. I had a text from my mama about some wedding details, but nothing else. I wanted to speak with Adriana, but I knew she wouldn't have gotten her phone back. I was about to call the landline when the talking in the other room stopped and now sounded suspiciously like kissing. A grimace pulled on my lips. It felt like I was trapped in a Gabriella situation, though this time I was on the opposite side of the scenario, the girlfriend instead of the relative. I didn't like this new angle at all. A little moan. I shifted on my feet. Were they seriously going to mess around with the door open? They had to know I was out here. The coffee was brewing, and the creak in the stairs had been loud enough to wake the dead. Shit, Luca coughed. Yep, messing around. I could only assume Isabel was trying to make me as uncomfortable as she could. And Luca was just a man and couldn't turn down sex. My stomach twisted as I imagined it was Nico in there with Isabel instead. I would have to grow used to the possibility, and so I forced myself to believe it was him. I let the ache in my chest unfurl until it would scar. I pulled up Benito's number and sent him a text. Me. Please come pick me up. Three dots appeared right away, showing he was typing. Benito. You know I can't do that. I expected his response, but it felt like all the walls were closing in on me and squeezing my lungs. If I didn't get out soon, I wouldn't be able to breathe. Me. Please, I just want to talk to Adriana. Benito. Call the home phone. Me. No, I need to see her. Benito. Damn it, Elena. Me. Please. Benito. Fuck. The things I do for women. Relief filled me, and I sucked in a breath. Benito. Is Ace there? Me. No, just Luca. Benito. Make sure you ask him. Me. Yeah, I know, Benny. Benito. Don't Benny me. Be there soon. I took a cup of coffee to my room and waited for him to arrive. When I got a text saying he was waiting out front, I hopped up and headed downstairs, only to find Luca and Isabel still preoccupied. It had been a good 20 minutes at least. I hesitated. I couldn't stay here for another second, but the thought of confronting either of them made my stomach dip. I found a piece of paper and wrote a quick note that Benito had picked me up, and I was going home for a couple hours. My hand faltered on the word home. I didn't believe I thought of my parents as home anymore. But today, the last place home felt like was here. I left through the front door since Benito waited on the street. But that wasn't only it. I didn't want to use the back door in case Luca would hear. An awareness itched in a corner of my mind that he might not let me leave, and that wasn't an option. My heart beat with uncertainty as I let the screen door shut with a quiet click. I climbed into the passenger seat. Benito was sending a text, probably to some unlucky lady. He was a sight for sore eyes, and for some annoying reason, tears began to well. I gotta tell you about this one, Elena, he said, tossing his phone in the center console. Blonde, tall, and these legs, damn. He made a circle with his thumb and forefinger in the perfect sign and looked over at me. His hand dropped, and his expression darkened. What did that asshole do? Nothing, I shook my head, wiping my eyes. I'm just being a stupid girl. His gaze narrowed. Elena. I threw myself at him, wrapping my arms around his neck. He smelled like $100 hair gel and his signature cologne. I don't know how you get any women with how much cologne you wear. Could smell you from a mile away. He hugged me back. Makes them come in droves. Thanks for picking me up. His arms tightened around me. If he hurts you, you'll tell me. It wasn't a question, though it felt like one. We both knew there was nothing he could do if it came down to that. Nobody meddled with a man's wife or relationship in the Cosa Nostra. It wasn't anyone's business, regardless if he was abusive. I'll tell you, but he hasn't. I pulled back and put my seatbelt on. So what is this? He wiped a tear off my cheek with a thumb. Period shit, Aunt Flo in town? I laughed. I missed you. Missed you too, cuz. Let's go home. Home. It didn't feel right when he said it either. Chapter 40. If the sun and moon should ever doubt, they'd immediately go out. William Blake. Elena. The grandfather clock's ticks and talks filled the silent room. Mamma took a sip of wine and stared at me. Nonna sat on the adjacent couch, watching me like she knew I'd had mind-blowing premarital sex last night. I flushed. She smiled like a cat. Have some fruit salad, Elena. Mama set down her wine glass to push a plate across the coffee table. I just made it last night. I'm not hungry, Mama. Both of their gazes widened as though I'd confessed I wanted to join a convent. I suddenly regretted not accepting the salad. My mother placed a hand on her chest. I knew that Russo was abusing her, I sighed. He's not. Please, Nona scoffed. It looks consensual enough from where I'm sitting. She observed me like someone would a bride in an off-white gown. Nadia, Mama scolded. That's not what I meant. No, it wouldn't be. You're the biggest prude on this side of the Mississippi. He's not abusing me, all right? I crossed my legs in discomfort. I'm just not hungry. Mama didn't look like she believed me, and my grandmother's expression softened as well. You're always hungry, Nona muttered. Am not, I replied, like a 2-year-old. Mama shook her head. We should have never let this happen. She pushed the plate closer to me. This is the worst thing your papa has ever done. I raised a brow. The worst? Nonna harumphed. Nobody cared when he handed Adriana over without a second thought. Of course we cared, Mama said. No, you didn't. I distinctly remember you telling me to trust my papa. Adriana would have been fine. You! She cut herself off. Me what? I said calmly, though my cheeks heated in frustration. They didn't worry about Adriana because they thought she could handle herself. They didn't think the same of me. She pursed her lips and nudged the plate. Why don't you eat the salad? For the third time, I'm not hungry. It's the depression, Nonna whispered to my mama. I exhaled. I'm not depressed. Then eat the fruit, Mama suggested. Yeah, cara mia, you need to eat the fruit. You're too skinny as it is. She's not too skinny, my mama said. She's just right. Nonna eyed me with a frown. She's all boobs and nothing else, then muttered. No wonder that Russo's so hell-bent on having her. I scoffed. If I were depressed, that wouldn't be a comment that would help. They both watched me like I just admitted I was depressed. Mama jumped up and shoved the plate closer. Another inch and it would be in my lap. You'll feel better after you eat. My teeth clenched. For goodness sake, I'm not going to eat that stupid salad, Mama. We can't help you if you don't help yourself, Nonna mumbled. I rubbed my temple. Why don't you think I can take care of myself? I can be just as assertive as Adriana. Of course we know that, Mama said a little too quickly. But maybe you're not as emotionally stable. She closed her mouth, like she realized that was worse than saying I wasn't as assertive. Keep digging yourself into a hole, Celia, Nonna muttered, taking a sip of coffee. You'll be to China in no time. I blinked. Emotionally stable? Mama played with her jacket zipper like it had suddenly become interesting. Maybe that was the wrong term. Please, Celia, do explain yourself, Nonna urged with a grin. I'm on pins and needles. All I meant to say is that you're softer than your sister, more docile, and a man like that, Russo, would abuse it. I opened my mouth to deny it, but then realized she might be right. It was suddenly clear to us all that I'd lasted not even a week with Nico before I'd come home without an appetite. Simply put, Mama said, we don't think the Russo is right for you. We? Nonna's brows pulled together. Who's we? Don't put words into my mouth. I laughed, though I wasn't amused in the slightest. I didn't believe he was right for me from the beginning, but it didn't matter. It is done, as Papa said. Mama frowned. Your papa doesn't act like he wants this marriage. He's been in a mood all weekend. Don't sugarcoat it, Celia. He's been a downright cad. If you tell your papa you are not happy with the Russo, maybe he will change his mind. I swallowed. Was I not happy? I wasn't today. Even if Salvatore does change his mind, Nonna said, I'm sure she's already as knocked up as your other daughter. Mama grimaced. Don't be vulgar, Nadia. Oh, Madonna salvami. I wonder how you ever had three children. You're as squeamish as a virgin. A headache bloomed behind my eyes and I stood. I assure you, Nonna, I'm not pregnant. I've been on the pill for years. Nonna shot Mama a look. No wonder your daughters are little floozies. You're practically encouraging them, my Mama muttered. Better a floozy than senile, as I headed out of the room. The curtains were closed as though someone was in mourning. A lump showed beneath the tangle of blankets on the bed. Smallish in size and blaring Seven Nation Army. I lifted the comforter and climbed in before pulling it back over my head. We lay on our sides facing each other, with Adriana's iPod playing music between us. When the song stopped, I pushed pause on her playlist. What did one sister say to the other? She fought an eye roll, but a corner of her mouth lifted. What? Will you be my maid of honor? Expectantly, she pursed her lips, like it was a hard decision to consider. Your fiancé put Ryan in the hospital. He was her fiancé not even a week ago. But now that he was mine, she was quick to make me accountable for his actions. I know, or I guess I assumed. I'm sorry, Adriana. I thought they were going to kill him. Her voice was shaky with relief. A piece of my heart dissolved into bits and pieces, leaving an empty ache behind. But they didn't. No, she traced the edges of her iPod. I know it was because of you. You always know what to do. A lump formed in the back of my throat. If only that were the truth. God, sometimes it felt like I was stranded on a raft at sea. Today was one of those days. You really love him, don't you? Yes. My eyes burned. What's it like? Her gaze met mine, her brows knitting. What do you mean? To be in love? But she blinked, glancing at my left hand. Understanding hit me. Of course she would think I was in love. I was a romantic at heart, and I hadn't even been able to lie to the world, let alone myself. I wasn't a girl to have casual sex, and everyone knew it. I twisted the ring on my finger, and a bitter laugh escaped. I didn't even know his name, Adriana. Don't know his name. Then why did you leave? She frowned. I thought she'd met him somewhere, fell in love, and went to be with him. Guilt pierced my chest. I was a terrible sister. I didn't confide in her, and I'd lusted after her fiancé. If I died before getting to confession, I was surely going to hell. I averted my gaze. You know that little musical carousel I used to play over and over when we were younger? Yeah, it's pink. I smiled. Yeah. Well, Nono gave it to me for Christmas one year, if you remember. Since then, I'd always wanted to see a carousel in real life. A silly childhood dream, I guess. But it never happened. You know how busy Papa is. I cleared my throat. Anyway, that night I left. I guess I couldn't take the expectations. Everything felt like too much. Oscar Perez, and the idea that someone like him would be my future. Having to force a smile, squeezing myself into this person who I didn't think I could be anymore. It started all at once. My lungs closed up and I couldn't breathe. All I believed at that moment was that if I didn't get out of the house, I was going to die. The carousel just sat there on my dresser, taunting me with fanciful dreams. I wanted one to come true, even as trivial as it was. So I snuck out, took the bus. Her eyes widened, and I laughed. I didn't even stop to think that it was winter and the carnival wouldn't be there. I guessed I imagined the carousel would be dusted with a little snow. Anyway, he was a security guard at a mall nearby and stopped to see why I was standing in an empty parking lot alone. And I don't know. It just happened from there. I told him I didn't know what I was doing, didn't have much money or a place to stay. And he took me to his apartment to figure something out. He was probably trying to get laid, Adriana muttered. I laughed. Maybe. Though he seemed nice and genuine. He was charming, and I liked him. But I never loved him. Silence settled in the space between us, and a heavy weight had drifted off my shoulders. I hadn't realized how much I'd needed to share that with somebody until now. I'll be your maid of honor, she said quietly. Thank God. I put a hand on my chest in relief. Otherwise, I was going to have to ask Sophia, and can you imagine that speech? Her laugh was light before drifting off. I have a doctor's appointment today. Yeah? Yeah. I smiled. I can't believe I'm going to be an aunt. She swallowed. Elena, I was terrified they were going to kill him if they found out. I knew she was trying to explain the reason she'd drunk so much. And now I'm even more scared I've hurt the baby. It'll be okay. I gave a piece of her hair a tug. And a belly is stronger than all that. Can you imagine hurting Tony with a few shots of vodka? She smiled. A bullet doesn't hurt Tony. Benito sure likes to whine about it, though. We laughed with the lightness that had been absent between us for a while. The amusement faded into an easy quiet. Love, she started. I guess it feels like you're falling. And he's the only one who could catch you. I thought about it for a second. Sounds scary, she laughed. No, not scary. Thrilling. For you, maybe. You're not scared of anything. You're sure you aren't in love? She questioned once more, her gaze steady on mine. No, I'm really not. Uh-oh, she muttered. Before I could question her, a loud commotion drifted up the stairs. The door slamming, masculine shouts. I sat up, pushing the covers off. When I recognized one of the angry men's voices to be Nico's, my stomach dropped to my toes. Oh my God. My pulse trembled as I jumped out of bed and ran down the hall. I froze at the top of the stairs. If someone handcrafted nightmares for individuals, this would be mine. Anger permeated the air so thick it touched my skin. Luca, Lorenzo, and Ricardo stood in the foyer with tense countenances. Something twisted in my chest as Nico and Benito got in each other's faces and grabbed the other by the collar. Nico shoved Benito against the wall hard enough, a vase fell off the table and shattered. You crossed a fucking line. Ask me if I give a shit about your goddamn line. My cousin pushed him back a foot. Maybe you'll give a shit if I draw the line with your fucking body, Nico growled. They both had their guns pressed against the other's temples before I could blink. My heart turned to a block of ice. The front door flew open and slammed against the wall. Papa, my brother, and Dominic stepped in. Guns pointed in every direction. Cazzo. I think I really screwed up. Chapter 41. We are all born mad. Some remain so. Samuel Beckett. Elena.
Somebody had better start explaining what the fuck's going on right now,
Papa snapped. When his gaze flicked to me at the top of the stairs, he paused, and then his expression became even stormier. He shook his head, gesturing toward me with his gun.
Go to your room, Elena.
On instinct, my feet began to comply.
Stay.
Nico's voice was a deep timbre of control. He was the don right now. No soft edges. I halted, my blood going cold with indecision. Nico stepped away from Benito and faced my papa. My cousin and father had a gun aimed at his head, while he held his by his side. A cold sweat drifted down my back. Papa and Nico stared at each other, communicating with their eyes. Something only dons could understand.
You've gone too fucking far, Papa spit. Elena is not yours until the marriage. And if you've somehow forgotten, that hasn't fucking happened yet.
Let me enlighten you, Salvatore, Nico growled. As soon as the contract was signed, she was mine.
Fuck the contract, and fuck you, Ace.
Nico ran a hand across his jaw with sardonic amusement.
You're backing out?
That's what I said.
My heart threatened to beat out of my chest. Nico took a step toward my papa.
You want to know how to start a war with me, Salvatore? This would be how to do it.
My eyes widened. This can't be happening. Papa's jaw tightened. Tony and Dominic remained silent and unreadable, their attention and guns unmoving from the Russos in the foyer.
Come here, Elena, Nico demanded.
Papa shot me a narrowed gaze.
You go to your fucking room, now!
Indecision twisted so violently in my stomach it felt like I might be sick. I didn't know what to do, who to listen to, why this was happening to me. I wrote a note. I should have known Nico wouldn't have found that sufficient.
Nico's gaze flicked to me. His eyes were dark around the edges, but the irises were shimmering depths. Awareness ran through me. He said nothing, though he didn't have to. He wanted me to choose him, and he was letting me see it.
It was the most vulnerable thing I'd ever seen him do, and the fact that he might show me a side of him not many had seen before sent a throb to my chest. As my hands grew clammy and my breath short, I did the thing that had been ingrained in me since I was a child. I listened to my papa and took a step toward my room. But something stopped me. If I picked my papa's side, it could mean violence and death, possibly war. Although that wasn't only it. A tug deep in my stomach pulled me in the other direction. A place near my heart grew cold and empty with the small step I'd taken. As I hesitated, the tension hung over my head like a formidable cloud. My papa sold me to Oscar Perez. Nico killed him for me. I avoided my papa's gaze as I descended the stairs, but his anger was strong enough it burned my skin. I sucked in a shallow breath as Luca reached out and wrapped a heavy arm around my waist as though I might change my mind. My gaze met Tony's. While he was usually the first one to pull out a gun at the word war, he didn't seem to want the same thing as Papa, or he wouldn't have let me buy him. Maybe he and Nico were on better terms now that they'd beaten the crap out of each other. Whatever it was, I was grateful. I'd already been the cause for one man's death. I couldn't survive another. Luca walked me like a prisoner to the car, his arm a warm shackle around my waist. Nico and the others were still inside, and I prayed they were doing the made man version of hugging it out, which usually involved violence of some kind, but not war.
Instead of running off next time, Luca said dryly, I'm betting if you ask him for something, he might just give it to you.
I didn't run off. You were a little busy. My gaze hardened. So I left a note on the island. His eyes narrowed.
There was no note.
I blinked.
What?
He watched my expression before giving his head a shake, muttering,
fucking Isabel.
I sat cross-legged on my bed, flicking the Zippo open and closed. If you ask him for something, he might just give it to you. I'd come to the conclusion that Nico made me as crazy as he was, because asking was an easy fix to a problem I wouldn't have hesitated to utilize with anyone else. It was simple. When Nico was in the equation, all rational thoughts were lost. I flicked the lighter open, and hope ignited with the new flame. Perhaps I didn't have to see him with other women, to share a bathroom with one. The hope was only an ember, barely flickering with light, because the idea that there would be other women at all cut me straight through the chest, leaving a raw and bleeding ache behind. However, infidelity was a fixed denominator in a made man. Like a surfer and a board, a writer and a pen, you couldn't separate the two. And asking would be a fruitless endeavor. Out of sight, out of mind, as the saying went. I could live with not knowing. My grip on the lighter faltered when the quiet purr of an engine drifted to my ears. I walked to the window to see Nico get out of his car and head into the garage. Luca had hung out in there since we'd gotten back close to an hour ago. When I'd come inside, I found my crumbled note in the trash. Fucking Isabel was right. I hadn't gone about anything the right way, but I hadn't left without telling anyone, as Nico must have believed. Shame became a heavier weight on my shoulders with every minute I waited. I'd been upset, and the choice to leave was rash, and not me.
Luca left the garage and rubbed his jaw before getting in his car. I stood there, waiting for Nico to make an appearance, but he didn't. I'd spent the last hour wondering how he would react, what I was going to say to him, and now that he was here, a restlessness inside me demanded I get it over with.
I headed down the stairs and out the back door. The cement was hot against my bare feet as I stood in front of the garage.
Nico's hands were braced on the work table, a glass of whiskey sitting nearby. His shoulders tensed when he realized I was here. His gaze came to me. It was dark, warm, every emotion in between. A shiver danced across my spine, and before I knew what I was doing, I walked toward him. I didn't expect a rough palm to cup my face and brush across my cheek. My heart glowed like a Zippo flame. He made a quiet noise of satisfaction when I pressed my face into his chest. His hand slid from my cheek to the back of my head, his fingers threading through my hair. He smelled so good, felt so good, like comfort, security, and need all in one. There was a name to it, but I didn't know what.
"I'm sorry," I breathed. "I didn't mean for any of that to happen."
He let out a breath in between disbelief and amusement, and I thought he muttered,
"So this is the sweet Abelli."
He'd done something no other made man should do, and paraded his mistress in front of his fiancée. But somehow, I had ended up apologizing for the outcome. My nonna and mamma were right. This man would eat me alive. But he was so warm, felt so right, it was hard to even care. His fist tightened in my hair, tilting my face to his. His gaze hardened.
"Where's your cell phone?"
I suddenly realized I hadn't taken it with me when I left. I hadn't had one for so long, it was hard to remember.
"I forgot it."
"Convenient."
I swallowed. "I wrote a note."
"So I heard."
His gaze fell to my hand.
"Where did you find that?"
I glanced at the lighter, recognizing I'd brought it with me.
"On the floor after you got into it with my brother?"
"You kept it?"
"Yes."
"Why?"
I hesitated, a lie forming on my tongue before I swallowed it down. I felt bad enough about today that I couldn't stand to be untruthful.
"It was yours,"
I breathed. It was so quiet, I could hear the beats of my heart.
Ba-bum. Ba-bum. "You're forgiven,"
he rasped. A heavy pressure drifted off my shoulders. His tone was harsh.
"You won't leave this house again without talking to me first, do you understand?"
I nodded.
"Say it."
I forced myself to meet his gaze. "I won't leave the house without talking to you first." My lungs tightened because it wasn't a promise I could keep, not yet.
"If you want to see your family, I'll take you."
I chewed my bottom lip.
"My papa might shoot you."
"Maybe."
He seemed unconcerned. Something twisted in my chest at the thought, made me feel hollow. He pressed my back to the workbench, braced his hands on either side of me, and then he leaned in and kissed my throat. I sighed and tilted my head. I hadn't expected it to go like this, but it could be said I never was that great at guessing what Nico would do.
"Can I ask for something?"
"Shoot,"
he drawled against my neck. I said it before I could stop myself.
"I want Isabel gone."
His lips traced my ear, and seconds passed as I held my breath.
"Done."
My heart ached. His hand ran up my thigh and around to my ass, pulling my body against his. He kissed a line down my throat.
"Can I ask for one more thing?"
I breathed. I felt a smile on my neck.
"You're awfully needy today."
I swallowed. "No women. Not here, okay?" He stilled for a moment, and with a sinking sensation in my belly, I wondered if I'd taken it too far, if he would say no.
"That's what you want?"
"No, I want to be enough for you. I want you to want only me."
"Yes."
In the next moment of silence, the anticipation of his answer wrapped around my lungs and squeezed. His face came up to mine. Our gazes met, lips inches apart. I wouldn't take a simple ring off when he'd asked, nor would I kiss him. The knowledge settled between us, mixed with the smell of motor oil and summer. What he didn't know was that soon I would ruin everything to the point where he'd never trust me again. A thumb ran across my lips, down my chin. Done. The band around my lungs released, though a tainted feeling remained, thick as tar and black as night, like a venomous snake in a tropical paradise. "So loyal to your family," he said quietly. "Yet you listened to me, and not your papa." "Why?" "Preventing a war." That's what he expected. I could read it in the way he looked at me, with a sort of forced detachment. I did it because it felt right. An unfamiliar ache began in my chest, a need for him to know. I met his gaze, as golden as the glass of whiskey beside me. "Maybe I wanted to," I whispered. He watched me for so many seconds it made my pulse race. He closed his eyes and shook his head. "Come on. Let's go inside." He grabbed my hand and tugged me along. I followed. He was comfort, security, and need all in one. It had a name. Home. Chapter 42. A kiss that is never tasted is forever and ever wasted. Billie Holiday. Elena. He held my hand as he shut the back door behind us. My breaths turned shallow as he pulled me to the couch. He sat and I stood between his legs, waiting to see what he wanted. I would do it all, anything he told me to. Maybe it was my submissive heart. Or maybe it was the romantic one trying to find a way to thrive. His palm skimmed my legs, pushing my dress up until he found bare thigh. My skin danced with anticipation. His hands fit me so right, were the perfect roughness and the warmest heat. I suddenly didn't know what I would do if I could never feel them again. He tugged the backs of my knees, pulling me closer until I straddled him. Chest to chest. Heartbeat to heartbeat. My pink dress to his black dress shirt and tie. We were so different, I realized then. Big and small. Hard and soft. Demanding and docile. We breathed each other's air for a moment before he leaned in and ran his lips down the length of my throat. "You smell so good," he rasped. His scruff tickled my neck as he trailed downward past my collarbone and then pressed his face into my breasts. "And fuck, these tits." I sighed, my hands running down his chest. "My nonna said you only want to marry me for my boobs." "Not true." I felt him smile against my skin. "This, too." I yelped at the sharp smack on my ass. He tugged my dress off my shoulders, bearing my white strapless bra. My breasts tingled as he palmed and squeezed them through the fabric. "My boobs and ass, then?" My words ended on a moan as he folded a cup down and ran his tongue across a nipple before sucking. My head lolled, a breathless haze overcoming me. He cupped me between the legs. "This is also the nicest push." "Nico." I cut him off. Every inch of my skin warming, he chuckled. I loved the sound of his laugh, the way the warm timber ghosted down my spine. I shivered. He ran a thumb across the goosebumps on my arm. "Cold." I shook my head, pulling my bottom lip between my teeth. "Nervous." He unclipped the back of my bra, his eyes darkening as I straddled him topless, with my dress around my waist. "Why?" My hand slid downward, his abs tightening under my touch to even lower. I traced his belt buckle with a finger. "I want to do something," I whispered. The insinuation that I wanted to please him, to taste him, was heavy and thick in the air. His gaze immediately flicked to my face. Nerves danced in my veins as I began to undo his belt. He tensed. I leaned forward, pressing my breasts against his dress shirt and my lips to his neck. God, he smelled so good, it made me dizzy. I nuzzled him, trying to soak it all up. His hand cupped the back of my head, sliding downward to my nape.
Why would that make you nervous?
I swallowed. Because I haven't done it before. I tried to slide backward to my knees in front of the couch, but he suddenly grabbed me by a fistful of hair. His gaze swam with turmoil and disbelief.
You're lying.
His voice was sharp. I laughed weakly, though in truth, his words pierced my chest. I'm sure you'll find out soon enough that I'm not. I was so nervous, it vibrated beneath my skin. My hands were clammy, and I fought not to wipe them on my dress. Like an idiot, I wondered how many blowjobs this man had gotten, and from how many experienced women. I tried to pull away again, but his grip only tightened. He watched me with attention that radiated from his gaze. I swallowed as awareness settled between us. Keeping his stare, I slipped the ring off and let it fall from my fingers. His fist loosened, and I slid to the floor. He stretched out like he was getting comfortable, like a woman on her knees at his feet was a daily routine. God, this man, he never made anything easy. I unbuttoned his pants, and the sound of the zipper sent a seductive echo through the room. He rested his elbow on the armrest and watched me. I hesitated. I knew I couldn't do this with perfection, and I wished I'd had more practice so I could. He certainly knew what he was doing in the oral department, and I was scared I'd be a disappointment.
You gonna stare at my crotch all day or take it out?
He looked like a king sitting there, demanding and impatient, though I believed he was close to unraveling by a tightness in his shoulders and the tension passing through his eyes. My hands trembled as I pulled his briefs down and wrapped my fingers around his erection. How was I going to get this thing in my mouth? Even though a part of me was apprehensive, an unexpected tenacity demanded I try. He was so smooth and warm, hard and thick. He felt so good inside me, and I wanted to thank him for it. I leaned in and rubbed his erection across my cheek. His thighs spread further, a hand running across his mouth while the other clamped into a fist on the armrest. My mouth watered as I rubbed my face, my lips all over him. I drew my tongue out and licked him like an experiment. I did it again, all the way from the base to the top. His stomach tightened, a quiet groan escaping him. His reaction was so hot that a hum of satisfaction traveled up my throat as I gave him little licks everywhere, not missing a spot.
Quit playing with it, he said harshly.
Jeez, he was moody about his blowjobs. I shot him a narrowed gaze.
Suck,
he demanded. In an unhealthy way, his bossy tone sent a warm wave between my legs. I obeyed, running my tongue around the head before sucking it into my mouth. His head fell back with a, fuck, that's it. My breasts rubbed against his thighs, and sparks of pleasure fluttered through me. I sucked him again, taking more in my mouth and gliding up and down.
Just like that,
he hissed, his hand grabbing a fistful of my hair. He moved my head, controlling the rhythm, up and down and deeper into my mouth every time.
Look at me, he ordered roughly.
My gaze flicked to him.
Fuck,
he muttered. When he pushed himself deep enough it hit the back of my throat, I gagged and my eyes watered. With a groan, he pulled me away from him. His breaths came out heavy as he rested his head against the couch and watched me with a half-lidded gaze. I wiped my mouth with the back of my hand. What's wrong?
Gonna come,
was all he said. My brows pulled together. That was quick. I meant it like I wasn't ready to be done, but as soon as I said it, I realized it sounded like he was a two-pump chump. He let out a laugh.
I'm gonna fuck you hard for that.
I flushed. His gaze burned hot and lazy.
Take it all off and come here.
I stood and slipped my dress and thong down my legs. As soon as I straddled him, his mouth latched onto my breast. Fever consumed me, a shot pouring straight into my bloodstream. He touched me, rough and urgent, and it only fed the fire. My hands buried in his hair as he sucked and nipped on my breasts, on my throat and neck. He squeezed and smacked my ass, grinding me against his erection. "Stand up," he rasped. He barely got the words out before he was jerking me upward and then pulling me down on his face. I groaned, bracing a thigh on the back of the couch and a hand on his shoulder. He sucked and licked while I rolled my hips against his mouth. My skin burned. Pressure built and built. "So close," I moaned. I gripped a fistful of his hair right before the release shot through me, buckling my legs and stealing my breath. I slid to his lap, gasping for air. Before I realized his intentions, he grabbed my hips and slammed inside of me. I choked as pain spread through me. "Nico, I'm so sore." His hands gentled on me.
"Fuck, baby. I'm sorry."
He leaned forward and captured my top lip between his, kissing me with a sweet pull. We both realized what had happened the second his mouth left mine. He froze. My pulse skidded to an awkward stop. Unease poured into my bloodstream, warm as whiskey neat, yet as cold as ice. He was deep inside of me, so deep it stung, but all I could focus on was how my mouth tingled where he'd kissed me. I licked my lips, and his gaze darkened as he followed the motion. I could taste a hint of myself, but not enough of him. The air stilled. Indecision shook in my hands. My heartbeats danced, warmed, pulsed like they were finally alive. I couldn't stop myself. A tremor ran through me as I leaned forward, close enough our breaths intermixed, and then closer, until my mouth brushed his. So soft, so him, so mine. When he parted his lips, I pressed mine to his and slid my tongue inside. A groan came from deep in his chest, his hands tightening on my hips. I pulled back, trying to catch my breath. But before I caught it, I leaned in and kissed him again. Lazy and wet, I licked inside his mouth. His hand cupped the back of my head and he sucked on my tongue. I moaned, my fingers running down his tie. The next kiss was rough, with the scrape of his teeth before easing into a wet slide. My blood drummed in my ears, rushed through my veins, incinerated like fuel and flame. I was so full of him, and with his mouth on mine, I felt overwhelmed, complete, consumed, and I never wanted to come up for air. He tried to slow the kiss, but I didn't want to stop. Couldn't. I pressed my mouth to his, gave his top lip a gentle lick, stole his breath straight from his lungs. He tasted so good. Like me, and warm vanilla whiskey. He nipped my bottom lip, telling me enough.
"Fuck me or get off."
I faltered at a sudden change of mood. However, I soon realized what this was. He was pissed that I'd never kissed him, and now he was going to withhold it from me. My eyes narrowed, though I wasn't that moved. Another man in the Cosa Nostra would have never respected my wish not to kiss him, and this one had. Now that I was trying to eat him alive, the proud boss was reminded of it. I rolled my hips slow and lazy at first. The soreness was like standing near a fire that was a bit too hot, but you'd die without its warmth. I wrapped my arms around his shoulders and pressed my face into his neck. A shiver rolled through me, pressure and heat sparking as I ground my clit against his pelvis. His hands ran down my back, gripping my ass and pulling me harder against him. I was only rubbing myself against him, not fucking him yet, but he didn't seem to mind. The sensation of him deep and still inside of me drove me to the edge. And sound escaped me as I rose an inch and then slid back down.
"Fuck those noises."
He captured the next one in his mouth. His palms ran to my ribs, spanning my waist. A shudder rolled under his skin as I began to slowly move up and down. Rough hands held me tightly. Teeth nipped my jaw. Lips ran up my neck before pressing to my ear.
You gonna keep your mouth from me again?
I shook my head.
Because it's mine.
Yes, I breathed. He groaned from his throat before grabbing the back of my neck and kissing me hard, wet and messy, wild and rough. And then slow, wet glides and licks, like he was trying to taste every inch of my mouth. Warmth spilled into my chest and spread outward. He let me get used to fucking him before his hands started moving me up and down. Sweet, hot pressure began to build. I moaned in his mouth. He kissed me and kissed me until I couldn't breathe anything but him. When his head lowered and he sucked a nipple into his mouth, the pressure boiled over. A shudder shook me as pleasure burst and finally dissipated. My breath came out heavy and erratic, my forehead resting on his. His body tensed, and his hands tightened on my waist as he rocked me.
Ask me to come inside you.
Please come inside me, I sighed against his lips. He pressed his face against my throat, let out a masculine groan that sent goosebumps down my body, and bit my neck hard enough it would leave a mark. I sat there with my arms around his shoulders, my breath fanning his throat. His presence soaked through my skin with each inhale. His touch and taste and smell sank so deep, they filled the cracks of my heart. He was becoming a drug, an addiction I would have to feed every day. From the recent hit, euphoria filled my veins and relaxed my limbs. He was an infatuation, a craving, a need. And I was sure it was unrequited. But as my fingers ran down his tie and rested on his chest, ba-bum, 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 his heartbeats raced for me.
Chapter 43. We do not remember days, we remember moments. Cesare Pavese. Nico. I ran my hands down her back, marveling at the softness. She was so small and breakable in my arms, I could snuff the life right out of her with little effort. The thought made something tighten in my throat. I didn't know what to do with this woman, but I did know I was keeping her. Every time I saw her, my blood burned hotter, searing the word mine into my chest. If it were only the greedy Russo in me driving this infatuation, it would have gone away the moment she left my bed. Everyone at the Abelli house today knew that hadn't fucking happened. I'd come to the conclusion I didn't give a shit if she wanted to be with another. She couldn't. It was that simple. I kept myself from digging into her past because I knew if I found something I didn't like, specifically a lover, I wouldn't be able to handle it with a clear mind. And the thought of earning her hatred sent a hollow ache throughout my chest. Her breath fanned my neck, and I ran my fingers through her hair. There was so fucking much of it. I'd had to hold it out of her face while she sucked my dick. She hadn't been lying, that was the first time she'd done it. A heady rush consumed me. Maybe she wasn't as experienced as I'd believed. What else hadn't she done? I wanted it all, everything. The urge to demand she tell me was on the tip of my tongue, but I forced myself to keep it in. I didn't want to talk or even think about her sexual history. I had a feeling it would only end up with another broken piece of furniture. She chose me instead of her papa. And fuck if that hadn't filled me with a warm wave of satisfaction. Her fingernails ran into the hair at my nape, and it sent a chill down my spine. Nico, are our families going to kill each other at the wedding? Amusement rose in me. Maybe. She tilted her head, and all of her silky hair slid across my hands. I don't think my papa likes you. I laughed. I don't think many Abellis do. I do, she whispered. Fuck. Yeah? Yeah. Warmth flamed to life inside me. You'll be a Russo soon, so it doesn't count. She trailed a finger down my neck. Next weekend. Tomorrow. But she didn't need to know that yet. After her papa had threatened to change his mind, I'd decided I wasn't risking waiting. Elena was mine, and tomorrow she'd take my name to prove it. I think we should have a couple more functions before then, she said. Somewhere our families have to interact. She paused. Like the casino. I chuckled. Probably not the best idea, baby. Oh, she laughed, and the sound hit me in the chest. I forgot you're a bunch of cheats. We're, I corrected. We, she whispered, as though she was trying it out on her tongue. I wanted to know how it tasted. She leaned back, and my dick began to harden from the sight of her tits in my face. I pulled my briefs over my growing erection and restrained from touching her. She was sore, and I felt bad enough about hurting her earlier. Though, I didn't regret it now that her mouth was mine. She smoothed my tie, running her fingers down my chest and stomach. I could sit here and let this woman touch me all day, and I'd never grow bored. She lifted my hand, brushing my knuckles with a thumb. Am I ever going to see these not busted up? I gave them a glance. Probably not. She put her palm to mine, measuring the difference. You hit Luca? Yeah. I'd hit him so hard, I was surprised I didn't break more than skin. Fucker had a hard face. She smiled. So honest. Always. Her gaze came to mine, a little crease between her brows. Damn, she was too beautiful. It fucking hurt to look at her. Really? You'd answer honestly to anything I asked. I tucked a piece of hair behind her ear. I'll be honest, but some things you don't need to know. Her hand faltered against mine, and I suddenly realized how that came off. She thought I meant women. Jesus, I didn't think I'd fucked another woman since I'd met this girl. Truthfully, I was pretty sure I was obsessed, and I didn't give a single fuck about it anymore. I just wanted to keep feeding it. Fucking her, kissing her, eating her out over and over until I was dead. Imagining I couldn't made me feel sick, like I was catching a bad case of the flu or something. I'm talking about business, Elena. She focused on our hands, interlocking her fingers with mine. Resting her head on my shoulder, she quietly said, I hear you're a bad man. A smile tugged at my lips. You believe everything you hear? Just what I see. Why did you kill your cousin? My lips pressed against her ear. He had a gun to your head. A shiver rolled through her. I'd known she was mine even then. Nico? What? Your cum is running down my thigh, she whispered. Fuck. That was the hottest thing I'd ever heard. My dick throbbed. I found the wetness dripping down her leg. Running a finger upward, I pushed it back inside her. She made that breathy, noise of hers that drove me crazy. Damn, I was turned on. If she didn't get off me, I was going to fuck her again, and I'd already told myself I wouldn't. I have to go to work for a while, I told her. I have a meeting with your brother. She tensed. Please don't kill him. A noise of sardonic amusement escaped me. I hated how that bastard had her loyalty. I wanted it all. It was irrational, I knew, but I didn't know how to deal with how I felt about this girl. Everything was amplified, burning hot, and impulsive. I'm not going